I'm Jared Haggart, chairman of the United Soybean Board. I farm in northeastern North Dakota near Grand Forks.
The strategic plan for the United Soybean Board has been put into action. Tell me where we are in that particular plan.
Well, we're just kicking it off. We started implementation on October 1st this year, and really just starting to hit the ground running.
And how so? What is the plan and what's happening?
Well, with this plan, we're focusing on driving innovation beyond the bushel. We've identified three areas to focus on. Those areas are meal, oil, and sustainability. Now, we focus on those areas and fund those areas, and we look at impacting them through our value chain. So we have action teams set up in supply, you know, where we grow it, marketplace, where value is determined, and demand, where we can understand what our end users' needs are and what their desires are. And we can look at the whole value chain in the areas of meal, oil, and sustainability. It just kind of allows us to take that whole look at the value chain.
You're trying to increase profitability to the farmer through value in the soybean, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's extremely important with this plan. It's before, we've always been concerned about producing more, selling more. Well, that we still need to do that, but it's more around what kind of value you're receiving for those bushels, for the protein, for the oil. You know, being recognized, creating some value with sustainability. You know, right now what we've got to do is understand the sustainability asks that our end users have and be able to communicate that through the value chain back down to farmers. And you know, we're really pretty darn sustainable. And it's exciting to see that. And it's exciting to visit with industry and be able to show them how we are meeting their needs. You know, it's all about continuous improvement on the sustainability side. And really, when you look at the meal and oil aspects of our program, it's about continuous improvement in them too. In meal, we're always looking to add what our end users are looking for, enhanced nutritional bundles. On the protein side, high oleic soybean oil and the oil, you know, providing that value capture opportunity to U.S. soybean farmers. And USB is about the only organization I can think of where soybean farmers who have invested their checkoff dollars can access that value chain on behalf of the soybean farmers in the United States.
How important is sustainability to customers of U.S. soybean growers?
Well, it continues to seem to bubble up in conversations as we're talking to end users, whether they be international or domestic. There's more of an awareness of that continuous improvement. But what we've got to be careful of, Tom, is when we're talking about continuous improvement, it's not really it's not about comparing North Dakota farmers to Arkansas farmers, because it's not only vastly different production practices, but there's different markets there too. But it's really about identifying what each farmer can do. Or as like myself, for example, you know, I've identified things, reducing tillage. We've minimized that somewhat. We've utilized technology both in our seed and in the equipment, from switching from mechanical shutoffs to electric shutoffs on the planter, so we're not over-applying seeds or under-applying seeds. So taking advantage of certain things like that, you know, and really just doing what we do as U.S. soybean farmers already and build upon our successes.
Back to the strategic plan. How much of a timeline is this? You say it's just implemented here on October 1st. How much of a timeline is it, and what goals do you have in it?
Well, the timeline for the plan was October 1st, FY17 is a start. So that would be October of 16 through September 30th of 2021. So we've got a span of 5 years. We've got 9 overarching goals that we're trying to impact. They range from sustainable production to technology, infrastructure, value, meal, oil, industrial uses, sustainability, and food exports. So it covers a wide range. And, you know, the investment in this is huge because we invest about $100 million directly each year into this plan and leverage another at least $100 million. So if you do the quick Norwegian math, it's about $1 billion that will be invested in this, the completion of this plan.
And what will be the net result for bean, for growers?
Better return on investment and more readily available value capture opportunities for soybean farmers.